That's Bob Gibson at the Saturday Light Brigade and Joy Joy. And I think everybody can hear me okay, sitting around me right now. I've got 8 people sitting around me, 11 counting some additional parents. And it's time for Gemini Theater. Their play Pinocchio opens today, and glad you're opening this weekend instead of last weekend. It runs through March 14th, and let me introduce you to some of the people we have here. We'll start with you, Lauren. Hi.
Hi, I'm Lauren Shella-Wolf.
And your age and where you go to school?
I'm 9 years old, and I'm homeschooled.
And what role do you have in Pinocchio?
I play a little girl, too, which is someone Pinocchio meets on his way to school, Land of Toys Ensemble, and a marionette.
Oh, you've got to do a lot of different things. You remember the story from when you were a little girl, I think, right? How is this production different than the fairy tale? Is there anything that strikes you about it?
Well, I haven't actually read the book, but we actually started reading the book one time, and it's kind of violent.
Yeah, it is kind of violent when you think about it. A lot of those fairy tales, by today's standards, are kind of violent. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom, who's listening in, and one of my friends for the show, who is not here, Molly Warr.
Terrific. Well, thank you. And now let's go over to Jenna, who's sitting right next to you on our green microphone. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. What do you play?
I'm actually playing Pinocchio.
Oh, my. Well, your nose is very normal.
It's very normal right now. I haven't told a lie yet, actually.
Oh, okay.
I haven't told my lie today, so.
Now, wait. If you say you haven't told a lie, and you have, you'd be lying.
Right, but I said I haven't told a lie today.
It's very tricky to think about all of this. There's a riddle. With two people are like at a fork in the road, and one leads to a village where everybody lies, and one leads to a village where everybody tells the truth. And they both represent their villages, and you want to go to the place where everybody tells the truth. And you're only allowed to ask one question.
Huh.
And the question is, how do you get to your village? Because if the person who's telling the truth will send you to the truth tellers, the person who lies will also send you to the truth tellers because
right,
they
can't
he lies.
Send you to the other village.
Yeah, so if that ever happens to you.
I hope it doesn't. That's confusing.
Well, did you have to work hard to learn the part?
I did, but I did the part 4 years ago when Jem and I did it. And so it a lot of it came back to me the second time around. I was like, oh, I remember doing this, so it wasn't that bad.
Well, cool. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 20 years old, and I go to Slippery Rock University.
Terrific. And do you want to say hello to anybody at all? Or?
I'll say hello to my stepdad, David, because he listens to your show all the time, and I'm sure he's listening right now.
Well, I'm glad. we had a couple callers from Slippery Rock earlier. Let's say hi to Dee now, who's also in the play. Hi, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What role do you have?
I'm actually going to be the cat. One of the bad people.
And
I'm going to be the voice of the cricket.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It is fun.
What's the voice of the cricket sound like?
Let's see. Don't be too brave.
Oh,
I'm over 100 years old. I've lost count.
Wow. What community are you from?
I'm from Gibsonia.
Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to?
I'll say hi to my son, Zachary, and hello to my husband, David.
Terrific. Another David.
Same
mom. David.
I'm Pinocchio's mother.
Oh, how nice. How nice. And next we have Carolyn and Jordan. We'll start with you, Carolyn. How are you today?
I'm good.
And what role do you have in the play?
I have a little girl, a fairy, and I'm in Land of Toys and Ensemble.
Ah, now playing a little girl's probably, kind of easy. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
I shouldn't say easy, but I mean, actually, is she younger than you, the little girl you play?
No.
Is she about the same age you are?
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to play a fairy? What do you do?
Well, you come out real easy, and then all these lights go all colorful, and you come out with rock and roll guitars, and
This sounds like Lonnie Cataldi wrote this. I can hear Lonnie in it already.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my grandma and pop-pop who are listening right now and to the Strainey family.
Excellent. And where do you go to school?
Sunset Valley Elementary, Norwin School District.
Terrific. Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And let me be sure I ask you how old you are and where you go to school, mostly because people like to know that are listening. It helps them picture you.
I'm 10 years old in sixth grade, and I go to Kappa.
Excellent. How is this your first year at Kappa?
Yes.
How do you like it?
It's great.
It takes some getting used to. It's a right. big transition. You're going downtown now, and you've got the older kids in the same building with you. Do you see the older kids much, or are you kind of kept separated?
I see them, like, during lunch, and so... But mostly, they're like on a totally different floor.
Yeah, that's usually what happens in a 6 to 12 building. Do you have a focus area at Kappa yet?
Yes.
And what is it?
Vocal.
Excellent. Do you want to say hi to anybody that might be tuned in?
I'd like to say hi to my dad, and I'd like to say hi to my mom.
Very good. And what role do you play?
I'm an ensemble. I'm a toy soldier. Land of Toys Ensemble, and a marionette.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to see you again. And then finally, we have Adam and Jeremy. Adam, if my memory is right, is my grade school pal. We both went to Schaefer Elementary School. How are you, Adam?
Great.
Oh, hang on. Let me get your microphone on. My mistake. How are you?
Great.
You're fine there. I just had the wrong switch on. How old are you?
9 years old.
And what do you play in the play?
I play little boy, and I'm in the Land of Toys Ensemble.
Now, are you the little boy opposite the little girl that is played by Carolyn? Did the two of you come out together, or are you just both, one's a little boy? Carolyn's shaking her head. You're not related to each other. You're just both part of the play.
We're just part of the play.
Well, that sounds good. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I would like to say hi to my best friend, Nate and Sloan, and my dad and my mom, because my dad, he works very hard, and he's a very nice man.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. Thank you. And then finally, we have Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Folks School.
And tell me about the role you have.
I play... this stuffed animal cow.
A stuffed cow.
And marionette. And I also play in the Land of Toys Ensemble.
Interesting. I'm still thinking about that stuffed cow.
How
do you do a stuffed cow? Do you just have to be very still, or?
You have to be very still, and then at one point you just like jump up and then you start dancing.
Is that the favorite part that you have?
Yeah.
Do you like to dance?
Kind of.
I've never been able to figure out how to dance. I admire people that can dance. Jordan likes to dance. Anybody else really into it? Carolyn does too.
Sort of.
Well, the play opens today at Gemini Theater, and two shows today, two shows tomorrow, and it runs every Saturday and Sunday, clear through March 14th. And you have a scene prepared for us. Do we need to set up this scene at all, or would it be obvious? What do you think? I'll ask Jenna that, since she's the Pinocchio.
Basically, Pinocchio was on his way to school, and he got a little sidetracked along the way. And he ran into the Great Marionette Theater, and he decided to stick around a while and see the show.
Now, is it a Great Marionette Theater because it's big and large, or is it just really excellent with, you know,
it's just
high
really
quality?
Excellent.
So it's a Great Marionette
yeah.
Theater.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll start the music, and then whenever you are ready, we'll be all set. It's the cast of Gemini Theater. It's their debut. It's opening day in Point Breeze. Thank you.
strings. We do lots of wonderful things. Join the marionettes, you'll have no regrets. Join the marionettes, you'll have no regrets. Come and dance with us, it's easy to do. We are having so much fun, so will you. We can reach our hands up to the sky. We can kick our feet up this high. We can pound on our knees, clap one, two, threes. Pound on our knees, clap one, two, threes. Pound on our knees, clap one, two, threes. Dancing is a breeze.
There they are, the cast of Pinocchio, making its debut today at Gemini Theater. Bravo. Anybody else have anything they want to say other than come see the play? You guys sound great. What's showtime this afternoon?
1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
1 o'clock and three, and that's today, tomorrow, and then every weekend through March 13th. I really appreciate your coming down here in the cold, and you'll be able to hear yourselves back a little bit later today at neighborhoodvoices.org and at slbradio.org. Thanks, Sub, for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll consider going to see the show. Pinocchio, Gemini Theater, opening today. And if only you could see the hand motions taking place. Should be a great show. Congratulations and good luck to Gemini Theater.